Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Do you ever look at people who are really successful in some category of life and wonder, how in the world do they do that? Do you ever do that? You look at somebody who's successful in business, or they're really, really healthy and in good shape, or they have a great marriage, or they're incredibly godly, or they have massive influence, and you wonder, how did they do that? When I was growing up, I used to just think they must have been really, really lucky. They were lucky enough to be born into the right family. They were lucky enough to have some kind of big opportunity. They were lucky enough to have good genetics, or lucky enough to meet the right person, or lucky enough to have some breakthrough idea. And while there is some luck, and some people have been given more, what I've noticed over time, that in most cases, when people are really successful, at least in some area of their life, they're not just lucky, but they're consistent. They're consistent over time. And I tell our team all the time that successful people do consistently what other people do occasionally. Let me say that again. In some area of life, there's consistency, there's persistence, there's patience, because successful people tend to do consistently what other people do occasionally. I've never seen someone that just like accidentally paid off a ton of debt. You know, someone's got a bunch of student loan debt or credit card debt or big car payments or whatever, who just said, I wasn't even paying attention to my finances. I got no idea how one day I just paid it all off and I'm just accidentally debt free. It doesn't tend to happen accidentally, but intentionally with consistency over time. The same is true with their marriage. I don't know anybody who says, I don't know how in the world I just got a great marriage. I mean, we've been married for 23 years and we've never had a fight. I've never met anyone like that. What I have met is people who say, we work really hard at our marriage. We intentionally prioritize our relationship. When we get it wrong, which is often, we intentionally repent, we apologize, we work to put Jesus first, we value one another. We work really, really hard at our marriage. I don't know anybody whoever said, I just accidentally got close to God. No, what I do know is a lot of people who say, I've worked really hard to die to myself and to seek God and to know him through his word and to hear his voice and to let him conform me to the image of Christ. And over time, as I've pursued him, he's been changing me and I'm becoming more like him. All of us have good intentions. We all want similar things, but we have very different results. We need to understand that intentions don't determine direction. Actions determine direction. In other words, if you just keep on doing whatever you've been doing, you're gonna keep on getting whatever you've been getting. Hoping for a different future doesn't bring you a different future. Habits change your life. I just want to say humbly that the life that you want, whatever it is, in your finances, in your friendships, in your ministry, with your children, with business, whatever it is, it's never the result of a few lucky decisions, but it's always a result of countless consistent, seemingly small decisions done over time. I always tell myself, it's the small things that no one sees that lead to the big results everyone wants. It's consistency and faithfulness in the small things over time. The problem, and you know this at some level, you feel it, that when you do the small right things, or don't do the small wrong things, a lot of times you don't see very fast results. You're trying, but you don't see a lot of immediate life change. So if you're like me or a lot of people, you tend to get frustrated, you get discouraged, and you often feel like quitting. Don't give up. And here is probably the most important thing we'll say all day, the big principle: if you don't like what you're reaping, change what you're sowing. If you don't like the harvest, change the seed. If you don't like what you're reaping, change what you're sowing. I'm gonna ask you to look for one different type of seed to plant, just one thing. Just one area of your life where you say, I wanna be consistent in this area. I wanna sow seeds of consistent. It might be prayer, it might be time in God's word, it might be generosity, it might be a godly attitude, it might be forgiveness, it might be acceptance, it might be that I'm going to start saving money, I'm starting chipping away at the debt. Pick one area of your life that you want a different harvest. Ask yourself what type of seed you need to plant. Pick one area, and we're going to plant the right types of seeds and believe that God will bring the right type of harvest. If you don't like what you're reaping, change what you are sowing. It's a law. It's always true. It's the compound effect. When we do the small right things consistently, over time, planting the right types of seeds in the right kind of soil, in the right time of the year, God sends the rain and God produces a harvest to a radical difference. It's not what we do occasionally that makes the difference. It's what we do consistently. If you don't like what you're reaping, change what you're sowing. Just one thing. Just one thing. I promise you, if you try to change three, you won't change any. Just one thing. What is it? One area of your life where you're gonna be more consistent. Because believe me when I tell you, it's a law. You always reap what you sow. You always reap more than you sow. You reap in a different season. And that's not easy. Because you plant in fall, and you don't typically reap in fall. You've gotta plant in fall and wait until spring. And that's why we get discouraged, right? Because what do? We'll try for a little while. I prayed and prayed and prayed. I still don't feel close to God. I'm trying to pay off my student loan debt. $37,500 a weight. So all month long, you don't buy any expensive coffee. And lo and behold, you saved $100. And at the end of the month, you don't owe $37,500. You owe $37,400. And so you wrongly conclude that the small decisions don't matter that much. But you forget. In so many different ways, our entire life is the sum total of all the decisions that we make. In every action, you're choosing a direction. Your business starts succeeding. Your influence starts expanding. And people look on and they'll say, you were lucky. You were lucky. And you'll know, no, you weren't lucky. You were faithful. You were consistent. And what they won't see, they'll never see it, because it's often the small things that no one sees that lead to the big results that everyone wants. They won't see you overcoming your self-doubt and your insecurities and confessing your sins and failing and standing back up and trying again. What they won't see you is praying and fasting and seeking God and depending on Him. They won't see the early mornings or the late nights. They won't see you enduring criticism and showing back up with a heart of grace. They'll know nothing about the grind, your perseverance, your private pain, the small, consistent disciplines. They won't see any of that, but you'll know. It's the seeds you planted, and it's the harvest God brought. And that's why I came to tell someone, you will reap a harvest of righteousness if you don't give up. Don't give up. I don't know who this is for, but don't give up praying. Don't give up believing, but you will reap a harvest if you do not give up.
that whatever your goal is, you are never going to give up until you reach that goal. Never going to give up. And there's going to be lots of times when you're going to want to give up. There's going to be a lot of times when it looks to you like that there's no way that what you're wanting to take place in your life is ever going to happen. There's going to be times when the enemy is going to come against your mind. You may have times when people will even try to tell you that it's never going to happen. You're never going to change. You can never get over your past. All the different things that people come up with. And I want you to keep this in mind. God will never give up on you if you will never give up on Him. And it's very easy to give up if you think there's no way ever to get out of your situation. So please remember, if you're going through something really challenging right now, remember this too will pass. One of the things the enemy wants us to think is the way we are right now is the way we're going to be forever. This is never going to go away. This is never going to change. But everything in life is always changing. The only thing that never changes is God. And that's good. We're always going to be growing spiritually. We're never really at a dead end as long as we have a relationship with God. There's always a new place to reach for and a new place to go. God does not ever run out of new ideas and good ideas. And we just need to believe there's always a way. John 14:6 says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by and through me. So Jesus not only provides a way, He is the way. So don't believe those lies anymore. There's no way. There's just no way. Or the lie that says this is never going to change. This is never going to change. We need to have more of a conquering spirit, more of a, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ, who is my strength. There's nothing I can't do if God is on my side. So I want to encourage you today, be determined. There's a little thing that I like to say, just keep on keeping on. When you feel like you can't take one more step, just go ahead and take one more step. And then one more step after that. And I can promise you that no matter what kind of a problem you have, if you will make that decision, I'm never going to give up.
You already have everything you need to be everything God desires. There's a Native American fable about a brave who happened upon a nest of eagle eggs. Deciding to have some fun, he took one of the eagle eggs and he placed it in a nest with some prairie chickens. The eggs hatched and the changeling eagle believed himself to be a prairie chicken. So he spent his life clucking and cackling and scurrying. He never tried to fly much more than a few feet off the ground. He thought he was destined to be a chicken. Then one day an eagle soared through the sky and something within him leapt. And he looked up and he said, oh, what a beautiful bird. What is that? And one of the chickens said, oh, that's an eagle. You can never be one of those. And he believed the chicken. And he went about his task of dirt scratching, bug eating, and clucking. But Satan has turned millions of demons loose on this planet like chickens. And they whisper to us, oh, you can never do that. You were born the wrong era. You come from the wrong generation. You don't have the right gender. You're not educated enough. Look at your past. So the eagle flies and we cluck, 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 cluck. But every so often, someone defies the voices of I can't and hears the voice that says, with Christ I can. And they begin to soar. I want to encourage you, turn your I can'ts into I cans. With Christ I can. I can do all things through Christ because He gives me the strength.